Well, last year we introduced you to a couple of 20-something bachelors, Matt Boggs and Jason Miller, and they were setting off on their second part of their quest to answer the age-old question millions have wrestled with, what makes a good marriage?
The adventure of a lifetime.
They called their mission Project Everlasting, covering 12,000 miles over 75 days. They quizzed 200 couples about what makes a happy marriage. The only requirement, the couples had to be married at least 40 years. Here's some of the advice they got.
What do you think it takes to have a successful marriage?
I'll give you one word.
Two words.
Respect.
And love.
And love.
It's three things. Number one, you don't have to like the same thing. Number two, always be able to reach a compromise.
You're letting me do the talking?
Well, until you're wrong.
Oh, okay. Which is when?
There's also a third thing.
I said there's three things.
You give more than you ask.
I'll tell you the fourth thing.
I didn't tell them the third thing.
Tell them the fourth thing,
because that might be my third thing.
No one should be able to come between a husband and a wife.
And you accept the wonderful things about them, and you accept the things that, you'd like to see change a little bit.
There's no such thing as perfection, but there are perfect moments. Mm.
You never go to bed mad.
The nicest part about a spat is making up.
Jason Miller and Matt Boggs have put what they've learned into a book. It's called Project Everlasting, hot off the press. We've asked relationship expert Robbie Ludwig as well to weigh in on their findings. Good morning to all of you, Jason, Matt, Robbie.
Yeah. Hi.
So the secrets, do share, because we're all dying to know. What were the secrets to a good marriage, Matt?
The number one secret that we learned from every couple probably mentioned this was respect. And not just respect, mm-hmm. but having the discipline of respect. I remember a couple we interviewed, Louis and his wife ended up having an argument. He was in the war and he was deaf, and so he wore a hearing aid around his neck, and she mm-hmm. was jawing at him to mow the lawn, and he reached over and goes click and like turns it off. And they had 13 doors.
That's
in the house.
The secret to a good marriage,
yeah,
right there.
They click her off. And they said, you know, over time they learned to listen to one another and respect one another. And like they said, you can have respect without love, but you can't have love without respect.
Now, this isn't a self-help book, though, Jason. But, I mean, you talked to couples who have been married for over 40 years. Not all of them were entirely happy marriages, though.
That
right? What were the reasons
true.
They stuck
and it
together?
It was so important for us to hear that, because my parents would never argue. And it was a real big awakening that these couples went through struggles, and now they're 40 years plus down the road, and they're like holding hands and looking at each other like it's a new love, and to realize that it's still happening for them.
Mm-hmm.
And to get through those times is so important for us.
And interesting, because you two found out that, you say in the book, that every couple in the marriage timeline actually had a major problem that they
Absolutely.
Had to deal with in their relationship. Right,
yeah,
Matt?
Right.
I mean, how did they get through those times?
We did this great interview where they said, you know, there's a secret to getting through those times, and it's three things. It's respect, or it's commitment, commitment, and commitment. Yeah. And that's what you got to have. We interviewed a couple, Russell and Betty, that were in New Orleans, mm. and they ended up starting their life with absolutely nothing and being around a candlelit table and dreaming about building their life together.
Right.
And then they ended up growing a family and building life, and then Hurricane Katrina came through and took it away. And we interviewed them in their devastated home.
Wow.
And they celebrated their 50th anniversary in a small little hotel room across a candlelit table, remembering that
Important thing they have is each other still,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not about how much you have, it's about how much you love.
And Robbie, it sounds like, I mean, these two self-proclaimed bachelors
yes.
actually found some great advice
for
establishing a strong relationship.
Absolutely. Why reinvent the wheel? Look towards couples that know how to do it right. And that's what the studies show, that couples who stay together in a happy way have good feelings about one another. Mm-hmm. They focus on what's right in the relationship. It is a commitment. It's wanting to stay married. It's turning towards each other and liking one another. And you're right. You cannot have love without respect.
But liking yourself too, knowing yourself.
You have to know who you are when you get married. It's a combination of using your head and your heart. You have to be moving in the right direction and like who you're with. It's a teammate at the end of the day.
And I can say that we are the perfect dudes to hear this message. I mean, we're a relationship dorks. I have all the humility in the world about this.
And you still haven't found long-lasting love yet, right?
No,
so, girl, come on!
It's so important to figure out why an everlasting marriage is important. I mean, when we sit with couples who just cherish each other after all those years, we get the why.
You know? Get the why. And also, there's hope, right?
Exactly.
We know that it's possible.
Exactly.
Well, we could continue this, but you can read more in the book. It's called Project Everlasting. Jason Miller, Matt Boggs, Robbie Ludwig. Thanks to all of you.